That's the word to describe it. Greg.
Hey, I just called in to take credit for Swatlow keeping his mustache.
Good call, man.
Hey, we'll have to take a look at some of the social media feedback on that in just a bit.
So if you catch me out and about and you give me advice, I'll take it.
Yeah, I saw him at the party and saw the stash. Of course, I didn't recognize him at first. But I said, hey, when you're on the radio, you should have another mustache like Greg there.
Hey, we've got some interesting feedback. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, man.
It is a couple of minutes past four. We will get you into the traffic dungeon quickly and come back with Fox News.
Hi, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've had no accidents reported to us in the last few minutes, so we've got nothing to tell you about that's going to really slow you down, other than some congested places like the East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Hospital, Eastern Boulevard around I-85, Atlanta Highway from the East Boulevard out to Taylor Road, and Taylor Road itself a little bit congested this afternoon. Other than that, all of the traffic is moving along just fine. I-65 and 85, a speed limit run through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on the traffic all afternoon long. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is January 20th, National Disc Jockey Day. For the best mix of music, great prizes every hour, and a little bit of fun in the morning. Keep it right here.
Yay!
Your number one choice for National Disc Jockey Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Black Voices for Trump today releasing a video with the president's message about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday observance.
From the pew, it is the dream of a nation where every citizen, regardless of color, religion, or background, can grow up to succeed and to thrive.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress gets underway tomorrow. Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency linked to today's rally by thousands of gun rights activists at the Capitol. Virginia resident Pam Turr is talking about why she protested plans by state leadership to pass gun control legislation.
Don't take our guns and don't try to change the Constitution.
President Trump tweeting earlier that Virginia residents' Second Amendment rights are under attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Some people get Monday off, some people don't. Bank tellers get off, cops don't. Teachers get a three-day weekend, no mail delivery too. If you work at Starbucks, you totally screwed. Some people get Monday off, some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off, some people don't.
All right. Yes, you're back. Greg?
Hey.
Greg Powell?
That's me. You had the names that were fitting for their profession?
Yes, the afternoons.
I wanted to throw a couple in there.
Yes.
Well, a few years back, in the World Series of Poker, the guy who won it, his last name was Moneymaker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a few years after that, the guy's last name was Wynn. Of course, it was spelled with an N and a G and a Y and all that.
But right.
What more fitting name than Wynn?
Well, that's like Early Wynn, the Hall of Fame baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Who took, I think he won most of his games in the first part of his career, and it took like 5 years to get the last few wins to get to 300. But that's all we had to cheer for in Chicago. It was a dry time in baseball.
It was a bad time.
Thank you for the call. It is 4:06. All right, let's see what I put, for those of you who have always been curious anyway, a picture of Seth Spotlow, who's wearing a new mustache today. It's trimmed in the... since we were talking about war movies earlier, it is historically highly inaccurate. but it's about a true situation in World War II, a plane called the Memphis Belle, which was one of the first, if not the first, to fly 25 missions with a crew surviving. Early on in the war, most crews didn't even get close to that. They were the first, so they flew them back to America, and they were traveled the country, and it really helped boost confidence in what we were doing in Europe with the Air Force. I forget the name of the actor, but he had a mustache very similar to yours, even narrower, like pencil thin.
Mm.
That's like, yours is a little more than pencil thin. Yours is more like eraser thin.
Magic marker thin.
So I put this picture on Facebook asking people, who does he remind you of? Greg was on that with the glad you kept a stash, Seth. Let's see. Karen says, don't know who he reminds me of, but he could carry a handlebar mustache well, especially with that wonderful voice.
Mm.
Sheila says, Hercule Poirot. That's the French detective. Actually, there was a series called Poirot on A&E. Not Poirot as in I got bailed out, but or, you know, when I got out of jail, they put me on Poirot. Poirot. French word. In fact, there he is. There's a picture of him. See? And he's got kind of a...
Or Pyro in Southern.
Pyro. Let's see. Murray from Impractical Jokers. I've seen that show, but not for a while. Hey, Danny Serafini from Chicago. Hmm. That's the Birdman of Tallahassee made that comparison. Elizabeth says someone from the 20s.
That's it.
Nancy Marzulli says Don Agony. That was the guy that was my partner for many years in Florida. Paul Schaefer and Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy. It's a good disc jockey name. Paul Schaefer
was
probably...
I'm young.
Those questions kill me.
What's that? You don't know who Paul Schaefer is?
You want me to Google him? I'll Google him. So
you don't know who Paul Schaefer is?
Poirot over here does not know who Paul Schaefer is.
Oh, wow.
There's a picture of me and him somewhere in my Facebook collection.
Paul Schaefer was on with Letterman.
Yeah, he was the band leader.
When Letterman was on after The Tonight Show.
The bald guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really good musician.
Great.
Yeah.
He was
a good band
leader.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Schaefer came to Miami Beach with his band to some nightclub, and I was hired to bring him out. This was in the late 80s. I never met a lot of famous people just like you, but I've never met anybody with a wall of alcohol literally in front of their face.
Yeah.
He was functioning, you know, he was polite, but the Southern comfort was reeking off him like I've never smelled it on anybody, celebrity or not. It's like, wow, you could, you know, get high just breathing the same air he was exhaling.
Hmm.
Somewhere I have that photo, and I also, I'm writing a magazine column, and I need to find, I thought I had it somewhere. It's a clip of when I was in the Globe. Actually, I've been in the Globe, the tabloid, twice.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
But the first time was about something that happened, I want to say 25 years ago.
Find Bat Boy.
35 years ago. Hmm?
Was that the one that had Bat Boy and all the crazy stories in it and stuff like that?
No, that was the Weekly World News. The Weekly World News was the best.
And that had Page 5 Girl, right?
No, that was, that's one of the Page 3 Girl.
Yeah, one of them had a girl.
Sometimes they showed occasional nudity.
Oh, man, when I was 12.
That was a British tabloid. I'm pretty sure.
That was awesome when I was a kid.
There's a picture of Susan Woody with my head on a platter. Isn't that cute? Look, I had my... there's Paul Schaefer!
Hey, okay.
Holy crap.
Wow, you look great.
As opposed to... well, it's hard to look good after a heart attack.
Greg, stop it.
The guy that introduced me to Donnie Turner is sitting right across from me here.
It's me.
You guys go back a long way, right?
Oh, Donnie and I go back many years. Donnie actually gave me my start in my new career as a advertising executive. My first client.
It's hard to believe. 3.5 decades. And while they have amazingly talented people and state-of-the-art technologies at Montgomery Paint and Body. That building was built on ethics before anything else, because in the auto repair business back in those days, there was some chicanery going on. You know, steps in the repair process would be overlooked because who would know? Well, with Donnie Turner, I'll know, and I'm not going to live with that. So we're either going to do it all or we're not going to do it at all. And he really bet his business by standing on that principle. And guess what? Today, they're the gold standard in automotive body repair. One of the biggest insurance companies in America went there and filmed their processes to show others.
Exactly.
This is how we want it done, the way Montgomery Paint and Body does. That's a national honor because it's one of the biggest insurance companies in America. So when you trust your car to them, they're going to return it to you looking not only as good as new, maybe even better. And I've had people describe that to me when they've had their cars returned to them from MPB. One didn't even recognize it. It looked so good. So you're in the best possible hands with the Turner family and that team at East Shirley Lane on the Boulevard. Their number is 27REC with a W. We'll be checking traffic here in just a sec.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
84417.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. This Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many celebrations and events are taking place throughout the River Region, including at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. They took time to celebrate Dr. King's 91st birthday today. Former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the capital city today. He's running for his old Senate seat once again. Today he announced the endorsements by several national police organizations, sheriffs, and a police chief in Alabama. An MPD officer is facing domestic violence charges after being arrested. Authorities say 31-year-old MPD officer Neil Flournoy was arrested Friday and charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. The charges stem from a domestic incident that happened last week on Honeysuckle Road. The victim told police following an argument, Flournoy prevented her from leaving home while he was armed with a gun. The woman was not injured. Flournoy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail but has since bonded out. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, let's say, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery. Upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Skywatch traffic. Well, we have no new accidents reported to us at this time. Nothing to tell you about that we know of. But we do have some congested places. Taylor Road at I-85. The East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Also, the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to the Wetumpka Highway. All very busy. I-85 and 65 is speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. No problems at the interchange. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold weather. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling VapoPower rush. It's like... Yes, yes. I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Everything's looking good around the city. We don't have as much traffic today with it being Martin Luther King Day. But we do have some congested places. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughan Road. Eastern Boulevard at I-85, very congested right now. Also Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Just use caution, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No problems at the interchange right now. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Robert Downey Jr. is dressed in period costume with an English accent. He is Sherlock Holmes. Wait, no. He's Doolittle.
Yes, final answer. I am Iron Man. Oh, no, wait. I am Sherlock. I am Doolittle?
Robert Downey Jr. is back for the first time as Iron Man. Sorry, he's Doolittle.
Oh, no. Doolittle looks like we're stuck in this cage. I didn't know you had blasters.
Oh, wait, you know what? You're right. Iron Man had blasters. Doolittle doesn't. Back in the cage you go.
Come see the beloved tale critics are calling Where's Thor? You're always so funny when you're with Thor.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. Wait, sorry, Sherlock. What was your name again?
I'm just a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Iron Man 4, coming to... Nope. Sherlock 3? Whatever. Robert Downey Jr.'s in this movie. See it. Summer 2020.
Well, here's what it was. A bomb over the weekend.
Doolittle. Actually, I just got through watching all three Iron Man movies.
What do you think?
I don't watch them. I mean, I like them.
I have not seen them.
I started, the girls were up, our granddaughters, and they wanted to watch Iron Man.
Oh, well, that's a good
and
reason
so
to watch it.
We watched the first movie,
okay.
You know, and then I thought, okay, then we got number two. And so last night there was nothing on, so we called up number three. And
see, I'm just said the kids are long in bed. Larry's there with Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3. And when's the next one coming out?
Where's this? It's exciting.
But Rich and I went to see 1917 yesterday, and that is you don't have to be a student of film or an expert on film to know that was a masterpiece of filmmaking. It's one continuous shot, and we watched the documentary on how they did this, because these guys, this is World War I, and replicating the conditions that those soldiers fought in, and I mean, everything from decaying...
Didn't Opie direct that movie?
No.
I thought he was involved in that. What's his name?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
No.
Ron Howard was... What's he involved? He was involved in something, but...
I think that was the...
Yeah, he did.
One of the other ones.
Yeah, one of the other ones.
Just recently I heard it.
Right.
One continuous shot.
You know...
What does that mean?
I wish Ron Howard would just shut up. He's another one. De Niro. Here's De Niro today. I have a bigger voice. No, you don't have a bigger voice. And I honestly, and I've heard this theory espoused by others, that one of the things that drives Hollywood nuts about Donald Trump is that he is 10 times the star any of them will ever be, even as big as people like De Niro have been.
And I used to like De Niro, but
so did I. Not
I don't even watch him.
No,
he's on. I don't care.
Everybody was telling me how great The Irishman was. You got to watch it. And I love those kind of period picks that tell a story. That one, I guess, touches on Hoffa and a whole bunch of other things. I was 15 minutes in it and shut it off because all I could see was De Niro. How many times a week do I see him on the news? I mean, not just attacking the president, but in the most vulgar way possible. He, every other word is F this and F that. No. And he does not have a bigger voice than Donald Trump. And what is your problem? All of them, everybody, anybody that does not like the president and the results he's produced, if you have a 401k, if you've gotten a raise, anything that you've prospered since the first day that man was in office, you should give back. It's dirty money.
Uh-huh.
But they won't. They don't want to acknowledge any of that because that defeats them. And why they want to live in the kind of... The New York Times today, which is off its rocker anyway, endorses Elizabeth Warren, fake Indian woman who appropriated another race
and the
for
other
her
lady,
benefit.
Amy,
Klobuchar.
Yeah.
I am Frau Klobuchar. I mean, that's the best you have. He will destroy them. Notice they didn't go for Sleepy Joe. Because
he's losing his mind.
Sleepy Joe did what they're trying to pin on Trump.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Yeah, meaning we'll get our share of the money we're
exactly
forwarding to you. Same thing with China. Hunter comes back. Hunter, with no apparent skill. I don't think the guy could pour a Slurpee in a convenience store if he had to. He's good at making babies with other women. He was great at leaving his wife to court the wife of his late brother.
Ooh.
And in between all of that, he's having a baby with a stripper in D.C. But Trump's the bad guy. Orange man bad. Orange man bad. Biden. And Trump is... Did you see today He's announced he's having a rally in New Jersey, and there, Chris Christie and some others have said they think that Trump can flip several seats in New Jersey to red. Yes.
Wow.
Because they're tired of the taxes, they're tired of the crap. And when they announced the rally, they had over 100,000 ticket requests the first day. In New Jersey, which the Democrats would consider a blue state, they have to be beside themselves. Because they have tried so many different ways to get this man. And it's all been lies. It's all been made up stuff. Now, I wanted to reach into my computer screen and choke Pelosi, giggling with Bill Maher. He's impeached forever. I've never hit a woman.
Thank God.
Yeah, really.
I've never hit a woman.
But I think I know
woman.
One you might hit.
I think with the three of you holding me back,
you're bigger than that, Greg.
No.
But well, you're not that
yes,
big.
Yes, you are.
You're losing weight.
No.
Yes, you are.
Larry has come up with something that we're all going to enjoy here shortly.
This is fun. Is this the one about being a Republican in California?
Mm-hmm. No, this is the best of Iron Man.
Oh, the best of Iron Man. Thank you.
It's, yeah, this is the
I'm
one
telling you, get ready. You're going to laugh.
This is a Larry Stevens recommendation, and we're going to do it after the next break.
Okay.
If I were to ask you, because this thing we were talking about earlier with the Globe, now this is actually a really amazing story, because if anything, it is an unbelievably powerful answer to a prayer. And, but the story did end up in the Globe, which is weird because when that magazine came out, I was in Colorado and I go to the newsstand and you know, it's weird to be at a newsstand in Colorado.
Uh-huh. And
that's
that,
awesome.
That horrible picture. See, in those days, we didn't have the technology we do. So when this woman called up in this desperate condition, there's no caller ID. There's no way to pound 67 and get the number back. They had to trace it. And I'm trying to keep this young lady on my line because it's weird. Do you remember old hotels, motels that used to have the TV and radio built into the same console?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was in, she didn't know where she was. She had been coked up, brought there by a couple of guys who had abused her, and coming out of the cocaine was suicidal. But they had left the radio on that TV tuned to my station. And she heard the show and said, that's the guy that went to rehab. Maybe he can help. And there was no doubt in my mind that when she called up with, I feel like killing myself, because I said, I know how that feels. Uh-huh. But you don't have to feel that way. This can be fixed, but I need to know where you are. I don't know where I'm at. They had taken her clothes, everything, so she couldn't even leave the room to go get help unless, you know. So the Miami-Dade police and the Dade County Sheriff and AT&T are all trying to figure out where this call is coming from, and that's a process of elimination. So I'm doing a show trying to keep her on the line while everybody's trying to figure out where she is. And eventually they figured out she was in Miami and it was at this old dump of a motel. They get to the motel and she's getting desperate at the end. She wants to get off the line and just end it. I said, I'll do anything you want. What can I play? Sherry. So I played Sherry by Steve Perry. And then I thought, well, the Four Seasons. And I'm breaking format to do this, too. So, but I really didn't care if the boss was going to yell. I'll explain what we were doing. And just as it was ending, I hear this explosion in the background. And it was the fire and rescue. Picked up the, we got her. And they took her to Jackson Hospital to the Rape Crisis Center. And then from there, we were able to get her into a halfway house. Now, the thing that makes the story, like, I just felt like I was just a useful piece in this day. It was January 9th, 1986. I was 9 months sober that morning, and January 9th was the five-year anniversary of my brother's death. He was a foot surgeon, and he died of prescription drugs. Oh. So I started that day by saying, help me remember my brother in a meaningful way. Mm. And that's what happened.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
That's what happened. And that story, talk about viral. I had no idea. I didn't think of any of that. We were just trying to make sure she stayed on the phone. So at 9 o'clock, I went to see my boss to explain what was going on. And as I walked in, he said, why is Edna Buchanan, who was a very famous crime novelist and reporter for the Herald, why is Edna Buchanan telling me that you saved somebody's life this morning? I said, well, yeah, I guess we did. And I was going to tell you why the show may have sounded a little odd at times, because I was doing really quick breaks. I didn't want to lose her. And then, so I ended up getting mail from all over the country, and then I get an invitation to be on Good Morning America with her. And that was another experience, riding in the same limousine with Nick Nolte, staying at a $700-something a night place that ABC had. It was like a night at the museum, place with all this fancy stuff, and it's really weird, really wild. But I will never show anybody a tape of my appearance on that show because of what I wore that morning. Shut
but
up.
But you know, radio is the most intimate of all the mediums. I mean, people, not anymore, but, you know, back in the day at 2 o'clock in the morning,
sure,
we could pick up a phone and call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I did a midnight to six shift in Knoxville for about 2 years.
Wow.
Everybody should have do a midnight to six.
I did that.
You know, I did.
It's fun. Yeah, you did it for me, I think.
I did.
But, you know, And the calls you get, there's some really, after midnight, you know, you're going to get some really wild and strange phone calls. But you also, the people who call up, you know, and talk about, I've gone through such a hard time, and I'm just calling to let you know, you guys got me through all of this. And I'm just thanking you. And you run into situations like you ran into, because people feel like, I think the folks on the radio, they get to know, we always talked about my family, I talked about my life, and you do, and so it becomes very personal to them.
Yes.
And it's sad we've lost that. I mean, it's sad that 1,000 people lost their job last week.
Yeah.
I mean, really good radio talent.
Yeah. And I put that on Facebook.
And so now, I mean, and look, there's some really good folks on radio. A lot of my friends in Montgomery that do a great job. And I'm not dissing them at all. What I don't like is what's happened to our industry, you know, from where it was to where it is. And you know, if the 15-year-old Larry Stevens in my hometown could not get a start in radio today.
Right.
The radio station I started on at 15 is not on the air anymore. In its place is a horribly weak FM that they put in there, and it's satellite 24/7.
Look at the talent you brought in and sent on to bigger markets through here. This was like a big-time farm system.
How do you do that today?
That's why when I posted that sad article about 1,000 iHeart people losing their gigs, and there's still more coming this week, I was just reading today, please support the people that support Blue Water. We are one of the last outposts of
truly
local radio.
There aren't many local companies left.
Very few. So we do our best. We hope that you will help the people that help keep us going.
And people appreciate that we, I mean, you listen and we're in town.
If I were to ask you, now that the story with that girl, that was powerful. Almost all the best moments in my career came in real serious situations because I learned just how great the public can be.
Absolutely.
When there's a time of need. It is the best part of what we do when you get to be there in a time of crisis, whether it's an individual like the Keith, our friend Keith.
And Jerry.
And then the Salvation Army. That was amazing.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
a drive-by kettling with no promotion.
But and stations, I don't want to, you know, make myself look great or anything. It was our whole radio station, but when the paramedics were put into place here in Montgomery, and they were doing a great job, the mayor decided to get rid of them, and we took to the airwaves, and so many people converged on the city council meetings. Jim Robinson, great guy, one of the finest mayors that this city has ever seen. He and I became really good friends, and he had a reason for doing it. But anyway, we beat the drum, and he called me. He called me about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, I'm calling a press conference in just a minute, and we're reinstating the paramedics. Mm. And he said, but I need to see you in my office. And he said, you did it. And he said, so I went
That's
down.
That's great.
And he said, so I took my, you know, some my newsbreaker.
But the
news
thing
breaker.
Is, you didn't do it to prove anything to anybody. You did it because it was the right thing to do.
It was the right, and the rest of the story was that they were having a hard time getting the emergency room doctors to talk with the paramedics. The paramedics couldn't just go do something. They had to have instructions from the doctors to do it. And the doctors would not cooperate. So we took them on next. They fell and got in line. And today we have one of the finest paramedic programs in the country. Over the years, they've saved countless lives. And if it had not been me, it would probably been somebody else. But I'm telling you, radio had the power to do those kind of things.
Yes. I think it still does.
I'm not saying doesn't. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah.
But
no, not every local, radio station
local
does.
Local radio does. This
because
it's a lot.
You got to build equity with people.
It's a lot
people.
More far and fewer.
And you can't do it when you're recording a show in Atlanta that's running on tape
exactly.
here.
Right.
That is, there's no power in that. There's no relationship there. That is.
And unfortunately, it is the new norm. And I don't know,
sadly.
You know where this is all going to go. You know, and it's
well,
not,
you know where we're all going to go? We're going to go to Larry Stevens, Comedy Land here in just a moment. We're going
to
play a clip called The Last of the Republicans by Brandon Vestal. Larry guarantees the humor here.
If
so.
This is the one I found, it is hilarious.
All right. We're going to check it out shortly. 437.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh,
thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the Capital City today. He's running for his old Senate seat once again. Today he announced the endorsements by several national police organizations, sheriffs, and a police chief in Alabama. An MPD officer is facing domestic violence charges after being arrested. Authorities say 31-year-old MPD officer Neil Flournoy was arrested Friday and charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. The charges stem from a domestic incident that happened last week on Honeysuckle Road. The victim told police following an argument, Flournoy prevented her from leaving home while he was armed with a gun. The woman was not injured. Flournoy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail but has since bonded out. This Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many celebrations and events are taking place throughout the River Region, including at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. They took time to celebrate Dr. King's 91st birthday today. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, let's say, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery, upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I think the point of this song is that... non-essential personnel, you earned this day off, but nobody missed you.
We are non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
By the way, yesterday was the 10th or 15th anniversary of Howard Dean going nuts.
Is that, I remember. Okay.
In Iowa, yeah. Hey, we got a dog.
I remember the next morning. In fact, I was working. I had started my business, but I was doing a morning show on Cool 104.3 at that time. And a pretty good little oldie station here that later switched formats. But I isolated that. I used it that next morning on the air. Yeah.
It is probably, there's a lot of hotkeys that have had probably thousands of hits over the year, but that one comes in handy.
That's a good
every
one.
Day.
Yep.
Okay. Larry, I'm going to let you set up what we're about to play
okay.
here.
This guy, it's called the Dry...
Dry Bar.
Dry Bar Comedy Club or something, or lounge or whatever, which I'm assuming they don't serve alcohol, but it's why they call it Dry Bar. But it's really, really funny. And I just happened to find this. I was watching something else, and after I watched it on YouTube, this came up. And I thought, this guy is hilarious. But he talks first about his flight from California over to the East Coast, and then he goes into being a Republican in California.
Had something happen to me. It's never happened before. I had a flight from L.A. to Charlotte and had a layover in Baltimore. And the plane landed. It got 20 yards from the gate, and the plane stopped. And the pilot came on. He's like, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here a while. We can't just pull this plane up to the gate. We got to get a tow. This model plane has to be towed in. Have you ever heard of that? Was driving me. I was like, what do you mean? He kept coming on. We waited like 40 minutes for this tow to show up. And he kept talking like that was no... He's like, sorry, this model plane needs a tow. I was like, you mean the model plane that just took off from Los Angeles, California? Used two massive engines to get up to 30,000 feet and then soared from sea to shining sea like a proud bald American eagle. Used its fancy gizmos and gadgets on board to locate one strip of concrete in Baltimore, Maryland, landed safely on that concrete, got 20 yards from the gate, and all of a sudden that same plane is like, nah. Mm-mm. Yep. Mm-mm. I am exhausted right now. America is big, man. And then the tow showed up. It was the size of a golf cart. It was a big plane. Towed it like 20 feet. And then I had golf clubs on the back of it. I don't like turbulence. That scares me. I don't understand how the plane doesn't crash. Getting knocked around like that, you'd think I'd be used to it, but I'm not. The worst flight I was ever on was like almost 2.5 years ago, I think. And I thought that thing was going down. For short. I was like, I gotta do something to distract myself, or I'm gonna cause an incident on this flight. So I was like, I'll just put my headphones in and I'll watch whatever they're on TV to distract myself. That'll make me feel better. What they had on the TV that night was the first presidential debate of the 2016 election. That's what it was. And I watched the whole thing. And after that, I gotta tell you, I was totally cool with that plane crashing. I was so cool with it. I was like, hey, I tried to make it happen. I was like, hey, one of them's gonna win. Let's just take it down now. I don't want to go back down. How fast can it go straight down? Because that's how fast we should do it. But, you know, I'm not a political guy. I can't get in. It's just exhausting to me. It seems like just, ugh. But I have picked up on this. I live in California. If you're a Republican in California, you better keep that to yourself. They hate Republicans. They don't hate anything more than Republicans in California. Republicans, they're not even real people. They're like these mythical creatures that hide in the bushes. Now snatch up your kids and force them to get a job. There's an app in California that tells you if Republicans live in your neighborhood. I've seen it. There's little elephant heads on the houses. I feel sorry for Republicans. It's rough for them out there. They can't slip up. They got to hide all the time. They can't say what they mean. They can't one day be with their California friends and be like, you know what? I think life begins at conception. I'm like, what? What'd you just say? I said, I love paying for other people's contraceptives. If you know your history of the Republicans in California, they used to have a big, it was a proud party. And it was a big, major party in California. And I know for a fact what's left of the Republican Party in California meets in secret in the San Fernando Valley in old attics that are too small to stand up straight in. And they just rant to each other because that's all they have left. They're like, you know what? I think we just lower that corporate tax rate a little bit more to get more businesses coming back to America, get more business started, therefore more people will be working, and then more people will be paying in to the taxes, and then we'll be able to sustain the entitlements for the people who really need them. And you know what else, guys? I like black people.
No.
Well, yeah, I like black people too. Why do they keep saying that about us? I like black people. I'm like, oh, you know any black people? No.
That's hilarious.
That was funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, like so many things that are truly humorous, it's based on the truth.
It is. Yeah. Mm.
I knew a guy in Miami named Mark Mosley who was a brilliant. He was the Miami Rusty Aldrich, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the guy did a zillion voices and did them brilliantly and eventually went out to California. And he does... the voices, not from the for the movies, but for the commercial endorsements like Buzz Lightyear when they were doing a promotion with McDonald's. He did all of those. Made a lot of money. He says, conservatives, the day is long. And he was the one, we had him on the air a couple of times talking about FOA. What he said about meeting an addict that you can't stand up, and that's almost where it is for people out there. Mm-hmm. This is a state that Ronald Reagan ran in our lifetimes. Hard to believe, but it is flipped. We got to listen to Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi. They're crapping on Nancy Pelosi's streets in San Francisco, but they know what's best for us. And that's not it. And they're going to get a very sharp rebuke in November.
Hello.
But that's when he was talking about those attic meetings. I was thinking about Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you would be shocked. I will not say their names on the air because who knows who's listening and where. But the major stars, one of them we know is Vince Vaughn because Vince Vaughn doesn't care. You see what happened to him? He had the, He talked to Trump at the championship game last week. Ah!
Well, wasn't it Ellen that got in trouble for being seen with Bush?
And not doing anything rude?
And he should have been, she should have been in trouble with Republicans, not Democrats. He's not Republican.
Well, no, that's true. He's really not.
With the benefit of hindsight, we know what he was all about. Yeah. Same globalism that we're trying to fight today. Chuck Courtney, thank you for calling us back.
Hello, Greg. How are you today?
Outside of a mild heart attack at 2:30, I'm fine.
I heard it, and I was going to call you and scold you about your smoking, but I'm not going to do that.
Good.
I got to pick on Larry Stevens for a minute. Hang on there, turn the radio down.
Yeah. What'd that do?
I was thinking back the other day when Larry was on, and he was a DJ at WHHY, of course. This was before his upper echelon years, I think. 1969.
That's when I came here. Mm-hmm.
I was 13 years old. Larry visited our seventh grade English class at Goodwin Junior High School. I cannot remember my teacher's name, but she was a very attractive, younger, dark-haired lady. And the next year, I injured my eye, and I was in Baptist Hospital. And that's all I did for 8 weeks was listen to the radio, because I had patches over both my eyes.
Wow.
And I knew every song WHHY played. I remember going up to the request thing in the, what was it, Larry? It wasn't an Exchange Hotel, but it was...
excuse me, I'm about to choke. It's the, I think it was the Guaranteed Savings and Life building.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on the third floor, just sort of catty corner from the Davis Theater. Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that was the days, and you reminded me all that when you were reminiscing earlier about the things that had changed, you know.
I can remember going and speaking to a lot of classes and playing PTAs and donkey basketball and about getting killed. And
Chuck, we appreciate the call and the memory, but we're tight for time. You're always welcome on
our phone,
my friend. Thank you. There's a guy. He's one of many. Whenever we're trying to help somebody, Chuck is among the first to say, how can I help? Great guy. Let me mention your CBD store. They sell only products made from organic hemp, and I've been using a topical cream. At first, I used it for pain, and then I noticed something. It really rejuvenates your skin.
Ooh.
So, and you don't need a lot of it. Just, well, I'm kind of running a little bit of an experiment here. I will keep you in the loop, but I think it's helping with more than pain.
Where are you putting it?
Right here. Ow.
Right there.
Now I need it because I just ripped the skin off my index finger. No, it's these products, they interact with the
cannabinoids
in your system. Don't you get a word in? I owe you a dime for that. And they can help you with any number of different things. A couple of drops of the CBD oil will help you get a better sleep. I use it during the day. Good part is it'll help you get to sleep, but you don't feel anything when you wake up. It doesn't have that lingering thing like a sleeping medication would over the counter or otherwise. They have pet treats that help dogs with everything from separation anxiety to pain. SunMed is the product line that they carry. It's been voted the best hemp oil, the best topical cream, and best collagen cream at national CBD conventions, and all of their products are third-party lab tested through certified ISO standards for purity, so you can be assured that theirs is top quality. Marissa and Laurie are at your CBD store. Easy to find. Just go south by the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left and your first right. And they're right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs. That's your CBD store. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. stock and bond markets were closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Overseas, European stocks edging lower on concern that U.K. businesses may face new hurdles for operations within the European Union if the British government adopts a different set of regulations. And after the closing bell on Tuesday, all eyes will be on Netflix, the company giving investors their first look at how its subscriber trends are faring in a more competitive environment when it reports fourth quarter earnings. The company that pioneered the business of on-demand streaming and entertainment is now dealing with other players in the space, including Disney Plus, Peacock, and HBO Max. Netflix stock has been flat over the past year. And IBM is also due to release quarterly earnings after the closing bell on Tuesday. Its shares have underperformed the market in the past year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Love Mondays with special guest sidekick Larry Stevens. It goes by so fast.
It does.
It's already started. Close to 5, and we have Larry Smith on the phone. Larry? Hello.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
What's up?
I got a question for Mr. Stevens. When he was with WHHY, they had a clock. I don't know if he remembers it. It said Chris's Place. Who was Chris?
At Chris's Place.
Chris's Hot Dogs?
I don't know. I acquired the clock several years back.
I don't
know. WHHY, WCOV-TV, and all that.
It might have been a little before my time. I don't know. I don't remember that. Of course, it could have been in the early years. It was 50 years ago. I mean, my memory's, you know.
Yeah, I'm like the guy that was 13 a while ago when he saw you.
Yeah, I was a young man 50 years ago with a